From the Heart, March 16. God needs our talents. We are God's fellow workers. Our indebtedness to God and our entire dependence upon Him should lead us to acknowledge Him as the giver of all our blessings, and by our offerings we acknowledge this. Of the bounties He has bestowed upon us, He requires that a portion be returned to Him. By giving to the Lord His due, we declare to the world that all our mercies are from Him, that all we possess belongs to Him. When the Jews held their services of thanksgiving after the ingathering of nature's treasure, they offered sacrifices to God. To us, it might seem strange that sacrificial offerings should have formed so important a part of the universal rejoicing, and to outward appearances, it was a strange combination to mingle the sacrifice of beasts with the expressions of joy. But this was built upon the true foundation, for Christ Himself was the object of these ceremonial services. When, in these festal gatherings, blood was shed and offerings were made to God, the people were not only thanking Him for His present mercies, but they were thanking Him for the promise of a Savior, and by this expressing the truth that without the shedding of the blood of the Son of God, there could be no forgiveness of sins. The Lord has committed talents to men and women, that they may be better fitted to honor and glorify Him. To some He has entrusted means, to others, special qualifications for service, to others, tact and influence. Some have 5 talents, others 2, and others 1. From the highest to the lowest, each has been entrusted with some gift. These talents are not our own. They belong to God. He has given them to us for conscientious use, and He will one day ask for an account of them. The great lesson we are daily to learn is that we are stewards of God's gifts, stewards of money, of reason, of intellect, of influence. As stewards of the Lord's gifts, we are to trade upon these talents, however small they may be. However small your talent may appear, use it in God's service, for He has need of it. If it is wisely used, you may bring to God one soul who also will dedicate his or her powers to the Master's service. That soul may win other souls, and thus one talent, faithfully used, may gain many talents.